But R of x is the expected value of x given that y is greater than y alpha. So you're actually looking at the cases where the total losses for the company are over the alpha percentile, and you're saying, what's the loss of each of the business unit in those cases? So that's really the contribution of each business unit to the risk measure. Now, for scalable risk measures, define rho of alpha y as alpha rho y. You can prove some details about this. A scale risk measure, standard deviation is scalable. Standard deviation of 2x is twice the standard deviation of x. Even the tail value at risk is scalable. A lot of them are, but variance is not, because variance, you have the squared property. So really scalable really comes down to it's in units of dollars. Then for the scalable risk measures, if you actually think of y as the sum of the units xi, if you take the derivative of the company risk, the overall total company risk rho of y with respect to x, those derivatives add up over the x's to the total risk measure. Euler actually proved that, and although he may be in a different context, but he proved the mathematics of that. So if the co-measure then is this derivative, the derivative is really the marginal impact, of the business unit on the company risk measure. But if that turns out to be a co-measure, then it's additive, it's additive and marginal. And it turns out that for any of these scalable risk measures, you could find the derivative that's the additive marginal allocation. So Rodney and I have a paper coming out, on that topic. We've circulated a little bit. But for an example, suppose expected policyholder deficit at alpha is your risk measure. Say alpha is 99%. That would be like what 1 minus alpha times the expected value of y minus y alpha given y is greater than y alpha. In other words, y minus y alpha is the expected loss beyond y alpha, beyond the alpha percentile. So that's the deficit beyond the alpha level times the probability that you are beyond the alpha level, the 1 minus alpha. So that's expected policy deficit. The derivative of that isn't immediately obvious, but what it comes out to be is the allocation to x is 1 minus alpha times the expected value of x given that y is greater than y alpha, minus the expected value of x given that y equals y alpha. If you think of adding these up, you're going to get, adding them up over the x's that sum to y, you get the expected value of y given that y is greater than y alpha, minus the expected value of y given that y equals y alpha. But expected value of y given y equals y alpha is y alpha. So you're getting expected value of y minus y alpha. This turns out to be the additive marginal allocation of expected policyholder deficit. Yeah, maybe that's enough. A couple minutes. And then alternative to capital allocation, if you're interested, if your goal is calculating risk-adjusted profits, one alternative is to actually price your business, figure out the price, like what's the market price of the business, including the risk, and compare your actual profits, to the sort of a target price that includes all risk elements. I think that's an ideal way to do it, but we're still building up knowledge of what the market price of risk is and how to compute you know, what really the market value of the risk transfer is. So I think that's kind of out in the future. Another alternative is to charge each business unit for its right to access the capital of the company. I hinted at this earlier. This is sort of an economic value-added approach. Business unit has the option to use the capital when it runs out of capital, when its premium plus the investment income on premium is less than the its losses. So you can think of the company as providing stop-loss insurance to each of its business unit, stop-loss insurance, you know, at the point the premiums run out. Well, what's that reinsurance worth? You know, whatever that reinsurance is worth is really the investment of the company in that line of business. So you could do an economic value added by you saying the cost of that line of business is the value of that reinsurance, and then the profits of the line of business are, you know, whatever they are. And you could use really option pricing. It's really, you're getting into the option pricing arena. Use option pricing techniques for evaluating this. So you're getting economic value added as the risk-adjusted profit without actually doing a return on capital. Should I stop there?
Yeah, probably right on time.
Okay, so we can stop there, and Jim will sum up.
Great. Well, I want to thank Kip and Gary for their presentations and showing us maybe some different views of enterprise risk management outside of the insurance industry, and also with Gary's discussion as to some of the concepts that are currently used in the banking industry, how that could be applied within the insurance industry, and what kind of modifications we're going to need to have. So we're really short on time at this point in time, so if anybody does have a question, maybe we could take one. If not, we'll just finish this off. So in that case, I'd like to thank Gary, I'd like to thank Gip, and hopefully, excellent job, gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending. Appreciate it. That was good. That was your last slide anyway.